This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The election for mayor of Bloomington is now less than a week away. And joining us at Illinois State University's University Galleries are the candidates for mayor, Alderman Kevin Lauer and incumbent mayor Terry Renner. Also joining us for this broadcast is our audience. Thanks to everyone for attending this forum. This forum will feature questions developed by GLT News with input from those submitted at WGLT.org. There will also be time for opening and closing statements. This forum is co-sponsored by the McLean County League of Women Voters. The League's Susan Alford and Amy Ingalls are serving as our timekeepers. We also wish to acknowledge the Farnsworth Group and Henson Disposal and Recycling, whose support helped make this and other forums possible during this consolidated nonpartisan municipal election cycle. We determined the order of speakers by drawing numbers with the lowest number going first, and after that, alternating among the candidates. We will ask as many questions as time permits during this one-hour forum. As moderator, I will call on candidates to make clarifying comments and pose follow-up questions as needed. And this brings us to our opening statement. Mayor Terry Renner drew the lowest number. You have 1 minute for your opening statement.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank GLT, the League of Women Voters, and other sponsors for this. I think we've made some great progress over the last 4 years in Bloomington on many fronts. All of the things that I ran on 4 years ago in government openness and transparency, we went from having an F from the Illinois Policy Institute that rates local governments to an A-plus with two awards. I have regular mayor's open houses on Friday before Monday city council meetings where people can come by and sometimes get answers or problems solved in real time. We've also got Bloomington Citizens Academy, and we have boards and commissions that are beginning to look like Bloomington, people from all walks of life. In addition to that, we've had a 300% increase in street resurfacing, and we now have capital improvement plans, and we're growing the local economy in really important ways. We've had abandoned strip malls that are now thriving, and that is, of course, with Empire Crossing and Hy-Vee. We've got Ovation Cinema. We've got the first multi-million dollar investment on Constitution Trail in the city of Bloomington with Greentop Grocery. We are on the move. We have a downtown plan and a Route 66 Visitor Center. With those two pieces, we've now had a dramatic increase in private investment in our cultural historic core. Thank you.
That's all. Thanks. Alderman Kevin Lauer, you have 1 minute for an opening statement.
Well, I believe Bloomington deserves better. I'm committed to rescuing Bloomington from what I believe is an impending financial and structural crisis. We have done all those things that Mayor Renner talks about, but it's with no look at the actual economy and how people are actually doing. I believe that we need to get our priorities straight. Purchasing real estate, investment in or subsidization in the arts and sports, bike trails, an expansion to the library, a zoo expansion in the middle of a recession. Let's get back to basics, reinvest in the things that the folks actually require from us. Potable water, storm and sanitary sewers, and street resurfacing that have been put off for decades. We need to readdress the investment in those. We also need to readdress some public safety investments. There are some things that we can do to make both our fire and police better and more efficient along with it to help our community become better.
Alderman Lauer, your time is up there for opening. Thank you. You're listening to a special Sound Ideas and a Bloomington Mayoral Candidate Forum live from ISU's galleries in Uptown Normal. Ideas for tonight's forum were submitted at WGLT.org. Each candidate will get 90 seconds to answer the question. Question one comes to us from Joanne Yant. Tell us three things from within, say, the last 2 years that are now better because of your innovation, your enablement, or your facilitation as a public office holder. And we start with Alderman Lauer.
Well, I've spent a great amount of time pointing out things that we don't need to do now and how we could save money and reprioritize to do the things that government should be doing and you would expect us to do. That's the first thing. The second thing is to look very closely at what we have for water sources and negotiate to try to have facilitation to additional resources if we need to. And I've done some work there. I've also done some work on the downtown area in terms of allowing for the buses and the traffic to actually move throughout downtown safely, creating a more safe environment, and allowing for commerce to happen, even though we are impeded by a lot of folks that come down at certain hours and certain days. And so that has been an ongoing problem. I think that it is better, everybody involved has made mention that it is better. So I think those are the three things that I've helped with.
Mayor Renner, three things within the last 2 years that are better because of your innovation, enablement, or facilitation as an office holder.
Thank you very much. There are quite a few. I think the three top things I'm going to mention are things that my opponent and I have disagreed on. And one is, of course, the Ovation Cinema. Ovation Cinema came to me. They wanted to invest up to $7 million in a failing industry, and all they wanted was a liquor license. I thought, this is a no-brainer. And especially cinemas in this era are obviously struggling in the age of Netflix and Hulu. Alderman Lauer voted no. If it was up to him, we would have an abandoned building there right now. We would not have a $7 million investment. The same thing with Empire Crossing. The sign used to say, "Welcome to Bloomington," and there was an abandoned strip mall with Kmart and Circuit City sitting empty. If it was up to Alderman Lauer, we would have nothing sitting there. They would still be abandoned. Now it's an engine of economic growth. The same thing with Greentop, although Greentop isn't quite open yet. It's the first multi-million dollar investment on Constitution Trail in the city of Bloomington. We can see there are no shortage of multi-million dollar investments on Constitution Trail and Normal. We're getting our act together. We're making great progress, and those are three of the many things that I'm very proud of. It is very important for us to leverage our assets in the 21st century, and that includes surgical TIF districts. It includes a lot of things that if we don't use, we're going to be left behind in the international political economy of the 21st century. Thank you.
Our second question, we'll start out with Mayor Renner. A mayor wears many hats. How much of the job of mayor is it to say no, or to be a visionary, to be a cheerleader for the community, or to be unpopular, to bring groups together for projects, or to tell disputants to settle down and mediate? What is your vision of the role of mayor and of where you should take your shots?
I would say whoever asked that question knows a lot about what it is to be mayor. It's all of the above. And that is, there are times where obviously you have to bring people together. You have to get ordinances passed. This is another way that I differed with Alderman Lauer. Alderman Lauer has literally had nothing passed. It's never even proposed an ordinance. I've had hundreds. You've got to work with your colleagues. That means collaboration. That means giving up something. It's not always what you want. It's what you can live with that might even move the ball down the field more aggressively. There are times where, obviously, you have to deal with your intergovernmental neighbors. Sometimes, as we've seen lately, those relationships can be a little tense. We don't have to agree on everything. But we are moving forward, and certainly it's all of the above. There are times where you do have to say, no, I'm sorry, you can't. There are times where it's not a yes or no situation. Sometimes there are gray areas, and you have to be willing to cut deals, and you have to be willing to see the world in shades of gray rather than in black and white. Thank you.
Alderman Lauer, your sense of the role of mayor, to say no, to be a visionary, cheerleader, or the hard no, to be unpopular, groups together for projects, or telling conflicting groups to settle down?
I think it's all of the above, and he's right about that. I definitely disagree with much of what he's done. He's spent a lot of money on a lot of things that we frankly don't need to do now. We need to have some tax relief. We need fee relief. The folks are not doing well. Our economy is faltering. It's as simple as that. I don't know how many more ways I can add it up for him. I want to put the brakes on what he's doing. I want to re-centralize what we need to do. And that's where I would say no. The citizens are saying no, and he does not listen. That's why I'm here. We can't afford to expand the zoo and the library and build a new city hall in the middle of a recession. It doesn't make any sense. It's quite fundamentally clear that the man has no business experience. No one in business would do that. No one that has any experience in business would do that. It doesn't make any logical sense. The folks have to be able to pay the bill. It's as simple as that. And so, yes, it does require saying no at times. It also requires being a really good team leader. And I differ from him there as well, because I know that I can bring the city council and the city together, and I'm sure I can bring the people together. Thank you.
I have a follow-up. Alderman Lauer, you have repeatedly indicated in public remarks and twice tonight that we are in a recession. Do you mean that literally? If so, what data do you have to back that up? If you mean it figuratively, please defend your use of a specific term that means economic decline of gross domestic product in two successive quarters.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm meeting the exact fundamental definition that you're using there, but I think it's very clear we can look at Forbes and we can look at Moody's, and they clearly indicate that we have lost a large number of jobs, a large number of good-paying jobs. We're actually, our median family income is down about 9% in the last 5 years. And so it doesn't add up.
Is that city median?
That's the city
income?
Of Bloomington.
Okay. Mayor Renner, the follow-up is the community as a whole, Bloomington and Normal, the labor market has lost about 2,200 jobs over the last 12-month period. Your assessment of the economy, gloomy or bright, or what?
I have a very different take on the economy. I think our economy, obviously we've got challenges. Some of the change in the labor force is because of Mitsubishi. Some of it is just the fact that baby boomers are retiring.
The largest single sector, though, of loss was government in the last 12 months.
Right. Well, I'm not proposing more big government spending. So, to make up for that. And we have seen that across the board, that is, governments, especially local governments, are shedding positions. Bloomington has as well. We were delivering basically the same services with 750 equivalent full-time employees, and we had about 850 at its peak in 2009. Again, full-time equivalent is the best indicator because we have lots of part-time people that work, for example, in Parks and Rec. And if that's the case, like Google last year named us the digital capital of the world, of Illinois, and they said basically we were the best poised city in the entire state to take advantage of technological changes and challenges in the 21st century. Just this year, we've had 11 awards from cities that or companies that have basically said, you are an attractive place, best place for millennials, best place for STEM grads. So I think it seems like it's a Chicken Little situation. The sky is not falling.
Okay. Question number three. After this, you're listening to a special edition of Sound Ideas and a Mayoral Candidates Forum for the City of Bloomington, live from ISU's University Gallery in Uptown Normal. This is GLT. What on earth were you thinking? Both of you have had instances of social media missteps. In Mayor Renner's case, losing his temper online with a resident of McLean County brought formal criticism from the council. In Alderman Lauer's case, he decided not to reject a racist post on its face, which suggested African Americans who were unhappy about racism in our country should go back to Africa. Alderman Lauer commented on it as if it was solely an economic issue. How do you both respond to the idea that these online statements call into question your abilities to lead and represent all constituencies in Bloomington? And I believe we start with Alderman Lauer.
Well, I didn't intend to offend anyone with that statement, and I guess I didn't know that it was going to be used in the manner that it has been. Quite frankly, it was a very personal issue. I have a brother that's, in order to stay employed, had to go to Nigeria to work. And I looked at doing that myself. And I'm critical of our economic environment. I'm angry about that, and sometimes it comes out. I've made a number of statements online and otherwise about our economy. I've done that publicly. I think we need to get things going again. We need to grow some jobs, and that goes across all sectors. I did not mean to offend anybody empirically, and so I am sorry that someone was offended, if they were. It was also meant to kind of lash back at the guy that was being so sarcastic. It hurts me too. It hurts all of us. I think we can grow some jobs here, and I think there's a lot of things that we can do to improve. And that comes out sometimes. I don't mean to offend, and I did learn a lesson from it. I need to, as a leader, watch what I say online. This actually probably happened. I don't remember, but it probably happened long before I ever dreamed of running for office in any manner.
You were in office at the time.
I don't know that.
Okay. Mayor Renner, your thoughts on whether your outburst disqualifies you from some leadership capacity?
Well, I think some of it is depends on what you do with that, and I would agree with Kevin. First of all, you apologize, you recognize it, you look in the mirror, and you say, okay, you're not, I didn't mean it that way, or it was so over the top, and I apologize if people were offended by it, and you move on, try to become a better person, and move on, and probably stay away from social media. So under any circumstances, I may be a father, and I don't have the luxury of reacting as an angry father because I'm also the mayor. And it also illustrates that I'm human.
Yeah, the follow-up to you both is, how will you use social media as a communication tool going forward? And Mayor Renner.
Okay, well, frankly, most of my communication these days, especially if you're mayor, because it's not a part-time job, is often managed by other people. And so they sometimes clear things with me, et cetera. But I very rarely go on any kind of social media myself. And we know what kind of messages we're trying to get out, whether it's in Twitter or it's in Facebook or the city, in the case of being an elected official, if it's on the city's website or Facebook page. Obviously, that's the future of our communication. So I'm involved. I don't have any particular strategy, but I rarely get on myself.
Yeah, I'll
probably say I would agree. We have to be very careful that obviously a lot of folks have easily hurt feelings, and things can be twisted, and they can be looked at very differently than we intend for them to. And you don't have a small audience any longer, and you're under a microscope. And I feel for him, and I've told him that over the issue that he had. It is a difficult situation, and quite frankly, I am not a professional here. This is new. So,
question number four, actually the fourth formal question. There have been a couple follow-ups. The LGBTQ community has also raised questions about a 2012 Facebook post in which Alderman Lauer appeared to oppose gay marriage or marriage equality by saying, quote, "If my memory serves me correctly, there are still some laws that would limit deviant acts by individuals outside traditional married coupling between one man and one woman of the human species," end quote. Cinnamon Porter, Jen Carrillo, and others want to know what concrete measures would you both take as mayor to address racism and discrimination in Bloomington? What sets you apart from your opponent on this issue? And Alderman Lauer, you get first crack at this one.
Well, I don't know exactly what sets me apart. That was not from 2012. I know for a fact because I can remember making that statement. And actually what I was doing was arguing a point of law. And I am a layman. I am not an attorney. But I was having an intellectual conversation. I was actually employed in another position in another town. And so I can kind of earmark where I was and when I was making that argument. It was prior to the law being passed, and I was trying to make the statement.
Law?
Yes.
The marriage equality
yes.
law?
Yes. I was trying to make the statement and stand up for traditional marriage. And that's really all it was. I do not want to discriminate against anyone, but we have a fundamental problem in this country, and I'm a victim of divorce as well. I was divorced many years ago. It is a human fault. I'm sorry that it happened. I wish it hadn't. And I think as a society, we need to do more for our kids. And it's proven fact that if there are two stable adults in the household the entire time a child is being raised, they are raised in a better environment. And that's really all I was doing. That's what I was trying to defend.
Do stable adults mean two males or two females?
I didn't specify, but I am standing up for the Christian definition, biblically, of marriage. That is what I was doing. Now, that was 7 years ago. Okay, so that's a long time ago. I'm not going to apologize for being politically active. There are many people here that are politically active. I would hope that you might engage in running for office as well. And so you're going to be under the same microscope that we've been under. And so it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. It is the truth.
Yeah. Mayor Renner, what steps would you take to address racism and discrimination in Bloomington?
I think, especially as mayor, it involves speaking out And also, as I mentioned, obviously having different types of people, gays, straights, people of color on boards and commissions, it's very, very important. But I think also speaking out and recognizing that our community is changing and it's more increasingly diverse ethnically, racially, and that's a good thing. We should embrace that. And we certainly shouldn't be in a situation where we try to deny that. And it can be in many, many different ways. I was just the night before last at a Hindu festival with the McLean County Indian community, which is really just a very rich source of cultural diversity in our community amongst many. I would say in terms of gay marriage, I'm not going to try to tell somebody what their religious beliefs would be. But I would say, if you don't believe in it, then don't go to the wedding. Thank you.
No demonstrations, please. Thank you. Thanks for choosing GLT and Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to a special live broadcast of a mayoral candidate forum for the City of Bloomington, co-sponsored with the McLean County League of Women Voters. We're coming to you from Illinois State University Galleries in Uptown Normal. Kathy Weber asks, how has the Illinois budget impasse affected Bloomington, and what can be done from a mayoral standpoint to force an end to it and get a fair budget in place? Mayor Renner, you start.
Well, first of all, the latter part of the question, it would take divine intervention and perhaps more to get Springfield to do anything terribly logical and functional. But in our situation, what it is we make sure that we have plenty of room in our budget in case the state tries to balance their budget on our back. We have a very low per capita debt, lower than normal, lower than Decatur, lower than Peoria. We make sure every year we have balanced budgets and we return money back to our general fund, and that is we have to build, in a sense, a rainy day fund or a reserve fund, and now we're well above what our statutory requirements are. So we have to be prepared, and we speak out. And certainly, every time we talk to our state legislative delegation, when we go to the Illinois Municipal League, and by we, Mayor Coos and I and others, we try to make it quite clear. Don't balance your budget on our back. We're not balancing our budget on yours. By and large, we're in a fend-for-yourself federalism situation. We have to take care of our citizens in Bloomington and Normal, and hopefully the state at some point will get its act together. Thank you.
Alderman Lauer, your take on how the state budget impasse has affected the city and what you as mayor would do to force an end to it and put a fair budget in place.
I'm not sure that we can force anything here, Charlie, but certainly being prepared, being able to handle the situation financially, understanding that there are a number of things that we may have to step up and do as a community, and that means volunteerism. There are a lot of things that the state funds that they are not funding, and we have a lot of needs. And I think prior to the state being involved in a lot of these things, we did that as a community. We can look back in history and know that. We've been very, very successful as a community in the past. We can do this again. We can lean on our churches. We can lean on our social groups. We can lean on each other, and we can get through this. From a hard edge standpoint, yes, we do need to lobby our legislators. I do know most of those locally. I am friends with them, and I communicate with them almost on a weekly basis. It is an issue, and it is time to bring an end to it. We also don't want to be on the receiving end. I think we can both agree on that. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Gary Class, Jeffrey Smith, and Lane Hansen all want to know your opinion about use of incentives to lure businesses, specifically incentives in competition with stores that would otherwise still locate in the Twin Cities or move within it. This is the when to compete with Normal and when it's a bad taxpayer value to compete question. And we'll start with Alderman Lauer.
Well, as you heard me talk earlier, I do not agree with use of incentives, especially in a down economy. Statistically, they don't work. When the rest of the economy is doing very well, at times, if things have not developed in a manner in a certain area, and one of the examples I like to use is our old rail yards. They've been sitting vacant probably 35 or 40 years now. If we were doing very, very well, that would be a very good idea to use for a TIF. Something else that we've discussed is finishing the Bunn-Hamilton interchange using a TIF, and that might be a possibility if it would qualify. And I'm not sure, and I agree Mr. Renner, that maybe it doesn't at times. I think that at times it may, though. It is certainly a need of the community and something that we have to look towards into the future. We're going to have to invest in that. Use of incentives for private business in a down economy is a very bad idea.
Mayor Renner, your
I
shot.
I totally disagree. That's the time when you have to leverage your assets the most effectively, is when you have I don't think we're in a recession, but in a time where we're not booming. This is not like we were in the 1990s or the early 2000s. But it does depend on the project. And if we have a situation like Greentop Grocery, the kind of incentive we gave was basically rebating some sales taxes. Well, we were getting nothing on a vacant lot right now. Right? There's no money. We don't give money out of our budget to businesses to come to Bloomington, period. The project has to pay for itself, period. So when it comes to Dick's Sporting Goods, they approached us. They wanted to expand. They could not expand in their current location. They talked to us, and with them as an anchor, we were able to get home goods, et cetera, but we had to create a TIF district. If we didn't create a TIF district as an incentive to close the funding gap, they were going to have to spend a lot of money remaking those stores. That would not have happened. So it does depend on the particular project, but we do need to make sure that we don't get into bidding wars with Normal over particular projects, because we may be two cities, but we're one community. Thank you.
This is GLT and Sound Ideas. We're coming to you from the ISU Galleries in Uptown Normal. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is a forum featuring Alderman Kevin Lauer and Mayor Terry Renner, both candidates for mayor of Bloomington. The election is April 4th, just under a week away. In fact, the polls will close in a week following the time that this forum closes. Let's consider the retail climate. Major anchors at Eastland Mall, such as Macy's and JCPenney, are closing stores. Sears may not make it, according to its own CEO. In Normal, Gordman's is about to undergo liquidation. Some smaller fry are also shutting down. What will you do as mayor to address this situation? Mayor Renner, you start first.
Absolutely. One of the first things, the highest priority, and again, there are several top priorities, would be to work with Eastland Mall to reinvent themselves. We're going to have to do something similar to what Normal did with College Hills Mall. It's been, as I understand, over 10 years since an enclosed mall was actually constructed in the United States. That's not the wave of the future. So we need to help them reinvent themselves, and that's one of the things in retail. You got to constantly reinvent yourself. Now, and that could very well be involving something like a combination of TIF districts and rebating sales taxes. But that's probably what we're going to have to do. Big box stores are having serious problems everywhere, and we need to help grow the local economy in other ways. Another reason why we need a strong, revitalized downtown. Strong, revitalized downtowns and specialty shops and smaller shops are not hurting as much in this economy as the big box stores. So those have to be our top priorities moving forward.
Alderman Lauer, what will you do as mayor to strengthen the retail?
Well, one of the things that we can do is look at becoming a much more business-friendly environment, and we're not right now. We've raised a number of regressive fees, taxes. Even the utility tax went up recently. This costs the bottom line of every retailer in town. If we can somehow stabilize those expenses, at least for a period of time, several years, and allow for them to create a business plan that they can be assured that they can invest and they won't get a surprise and have a negative bottom line, this will create advantages for small businesses. Our market hasn't necessarily completely gone away. We are still here to buy things. And so a reemergence of small retailers may be the thing that we can look towards. And yes, we do need to reinvent or allow those big box stores in Eastland Mall to reinvent itself. And I think that maybe Eastland Mall needs to think outside the box a little bit in terms of maybe, you know, one of the popular things in our city is to eat out. Well, why not have an eating establishment be part of the anchor system of that establishment? I think that would create some interest. We used to have a movie theater there that would create a lot of interest as well. And so, again, there are real possibilities for other investment.
I'll ask the follow-up to you both. Although you've both started to touch on this, let's do a slightly deeper dive into what reinventing a mall location might look like. Does it include just specialty stores? Does it include some housing and along with the retail? What is the thinking that you have? And Alderman Lauer, you're first.
I would think that we're going to need to think outside the box. But we've got to think about what the citizens and what the customer really wants. What's going to attract those folks to that location? And I am not an expert there. I don't think either one of us are. And so, and quite frankly, that's a private entity. And so it's going to be up to them, and they are the experts. They are going through this throughout the country. We have a number of malls across the country that are going through a metamorphosis. And whether it means knocking it down and being an open-air entity, I don't really know.
Mayor Renner, what about urban planning for former malls or malls in danger or however we characterize
Absolutely.
East Lynn at this point?
Again, the specifics of the design obviously are up to the private company, but it's pretty clear what's liable to have to happen, and that is an open-air mall of some form with the combination of anchor stores as well as some specialty shops and, as Kevin mentioned, even some restaurants as anchors and other stores. It could very well even involve an apartment complex as part of that project. So overall, we've just got to be very creative, and we have to have the understanding that Bloomington is creative, that we are open for business, and we mean business. And that's why I'm very happy to have had the endorsement of the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. They know we're making progress. They know we're moving forward. The Bloomington Association of Realtors, they know we're moving forward, and they know that we're on the right path, as well as building trades and labor. They're all interested in making sure that our economy grows. Thank you.
Let's stay on the retail area for just a moment. Online commerce 10 years ago was about 3.5% of all retail sales in the U.S. Today, the Commerce Department reports it's closing in on 9%, 8.3% actually in December. As mayor, you would need to base strategy for the city on reasonable projections of the future. Where will online top out as a percentage? What will remain strengths for bricks and mortar? What should cities do with that projected new revenue base? Mayor Renner, you okay. Start.
Sure. Well, we don't really know when that's going to top out. We do know that there are some types of industries or some types of businesses that people still go and they want to see and touch the product and obtain it and see it, you know, directly. And certainly grocery stores are one of those. We can't entirely base our future on grocery stores, excuse me. But we do have to look at a variety of different strategies. If the Marketplace Fairness Act passes, and we did ask our legislators last week when we were in Washington about the possibility of that, then some of this will be a moot point, because then when Amazon or eBay essentially has a sale, they rebate the local sales tax, and some of them are really beginning to do that now. Both Amazon and eBay used to oppose this. Now they embrace it for a variety of reasons.
Alderman Lauer, crystal balls are notoriously cloudy, but what does yours tell you about the percentage of online versus bricks and mortar eventually?
I really can't tell you personally, Charlie, but I can tell you that I have close friends from McLean County and Bloomington that are involved in this, and they are setting up a co-op to harness the power of our fiber optic utility that's come to town, and they are going to be able to offer cloud-based technology for inventory control and shipping, and they will be able to market every one of our little retailers that want to join at a very nominal fee worldwide, and that's cutting edge. And so that's very, very exciting. That brings Bloomington retail into the 21st century. And that's not me. That is Bloomington. That's coming from the heart.
This is GLT and Sound Ideas. It's a Bloomington Mayoral Forum, co-sponsored with the League of Women Voters on 89.1 and 103.5 FM. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us are Terry Renner, the mayor of Bloomington, and Alderman Kevin Lauer, the two candidates for mayor of Bloomington. The general issue of immigration has popped up repeatedly in the series of six forums that GLT has done with the League this year. There have been submissions from several listeners. Illinois People's Action recently issued a call to ask both Bloomington and Normal councils to pass ordinances declaring themselves welcoming cities for immigrants, not sanctuary cities, but welcoming cities. But that ordinance, according to IPA drafting, would prohibit police from using resources to help Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents in any way. By the way, this had little to no support in a previous Bloomington Council candidate forum. Where do you two stand? And I believe it's Alderman Lauer's shot.
Well, there are federal statutes and state statutes that cover this. It's not a local issue. And I'm kind of aghast that it would move into the local arena. I don't believe, personally, in sanctuary cities. I believe in following the law. If you don't believe the law, do as I did with the gay marriage and get involved and try to push for what you believe in as a citizen. Change the law. That's you know, that is the American way. So in terms of declaring ourselves a sanctuary city, no. And why would we need a welcoming ordinance? We already are welcoming. I don't want an outside group telling our professional firefighters, street workers, or police officers how to do their job. These folks are trained and professionals at what they do. They're very good at what they do. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't use new ideas, but to force change, I have a problem with that. You folks are the ones that should be predominant folks involved in change. It should be your opinions.
Mayor Renner, your stance on a welcoming cities ordinance.
Yeah. Well, essentially, let's make it clear that there was never a proposal for a sanctuary city, but essentially a welcoming committee or welcoming city. I think Bloomington is a welcoming city. The council, however, there are not votes on the council for it. I can sign a proclamation that I'm very willing to do that says we are a welcoming city, and which has a quote from the Statue of Liberty. That is part of what America is all about. The only way that I would differ from, Alderman Lauer, is that when it comes to laws, there are some laws that are very unjust. And I think that there's a broader morality and decency that we have to be prepared to speak out against. And that's, I think, what's very, very important for any mayor. I'm the mayor of our city. When I was, in fact, talking to members of the Indian subcontinent community the other day, they were, some of them were very concerned. So this is not just the Hispanic community or other communities. They were worried that people who had expired visas might very well have broken homes. So at the end of the day, we are in a situation in Bloomington. We already, our standard practices, we do not enforce federal court order, or excuse me, not court orders, but federal issues. It's up to the local, it's up to them, ICE, to enforce their laws. And that's our standard practice right now, and that's also part of our union agreements with the police officers. Thank you.
A follow-up for you both. Short of a formal ordinance, what should the mayor and council do to send message of either reassurance or strict adherence to the law or whatever message is appropriate to the immigrant community? Mayor Renner, start.
Well, I think it's some of what I've done. I've gone to many of the different groups or forums and talked to people. I've invited them into City Hall to talk to them to say, hey, we are not necessarily in the business of enforcing federal immigration laws. And that's part of our particular, not only our union agreements, part of our standard operating procedure, but they also need to understand that I, as mayor, welcome people and that we need to understand each other, and that I embrace diversity, and that Bloomington is a community that will be continuing to embrace diversity. I'm not sure beyond that what we can do other than, obviously, to change the laws, as Alderman Lauer has suggested.
Alderman Lauer, what message, if any, should be sent to immigrants in this community?
Well, you know, quite frankly, I think America in general needs to have that conversation. You're either here legally or you're not. And though I'm not going to sign off and make a point of forcing our police officers to hunt up every illegal immigrant, I certainly think that if there is cause, which that is the only reason that ICE is even active right now, if there has been some serious problems, if there are people amongst us that are prone to commit felonies and they aren't legally here in the first place, they need to go. And ICE needs to be allowed to do their job. I don't want our community exposed to any type of outside influence that would hurt us. And that means violence. We can't allow that either. And so if they're living peacefully among us and ICE is not interested, I don't think that we have the budget or the will to do that anyway. Seriously, the folks that I know that have immigrated and have not followed up on their green cards, I suggest they go get their green cards renewed. I suggest that they get into the immigration system. I suggest that they do everything legally. That is the way that the law was written, and that's the way it was intended. And there's reasons for this. There are things that happen outside this country that are unspeakable. And there are people that will do things just because you're an American, or they think that you're an American.
Is there something else to be added, Mayor Renner?
Well, I would just like to say that it's not so clear-cut that you're either legal or not or illegal. There are situations where people have had, because of the complexity of our immigration laws, they are trying to do those very things, and they can't, or their green cards have expired, and they're caught in the middle of a really, really crazy system that probably everybody, or almost everybody agrees, needs to be reformed.
Lauer, I will give you the same opportunity to ask.
I would agree. I don't have any problem with that. The government bureaucracy is the reason I'm here. Red tape, and it's rampant throughout most of government, and that's what I'm trying to help with. A little bit of common sense goes a long way.
The last council forum for the town of Normal drew a listener question about consolidating library services to save taxpayer money instead of building a new one in Normal. Your thoughts about library merger or service sharing or other approaches to that sector of the community? And I think Alderman Lauer starts.
Well, actually, I probably brought that up first. Several years ago, we talked about this. We have a number of libraries in our community, and that means Bloomington, Heartland, ISU, Illinois Wesleyan, as well as both civic libraries. And so I'm not sure that we're fully using the services that are among us already. To expand a library in the middle of a very difficult economic situation is not something that I really want to do. I think that we have to be able to pay for that. It would be nice to have, but I'm not sure it's justified at this point. Certainly, I think there are a lot of ways that we could share with all of those entities to allow for better service to the entire community.
Mayor Renner, library service.
Sure. Actually, the second day after I was elected, when I had a joint press conference with Mayor Coots, that's one of the things that we talked about. We talked about fire and libraries. And for a variety of reasons, merging the two is not going to be an option. Those are issues between unions and other needs from the two communities. But you still today, if you've got a library card in Bloomington, you can check out books in Normal and vice versa. Now, I would also disagree with Alderman Lauer. Libraries, if we really are in a recession, that's something that we really ought to be investing in to expand, because who today can apply for a job with a paper application? You've got to go online. And many of the people who are the most vulnerable, who do not have access to the internet, use our library. And in addition to that, we've had about 150% increase in the use of our library in Bloomington since the last renovation a little over 10 years ago. And if we could make, for example, the current library area a destination and an anchor in that part of downtown Bloomington and snake the bike trail there into downtown, that could be a destination rather than a dump. Right now, it's the city dump south of the library. And the property values of everything around that would certainly be improved. So for a variety of reasons, libraries are not just about books. It's about empowering people, and it can be an important source of economic development to grow your local economy. Thank you.
You're listening to a special Sound Ideas on GLT on WGLT.org and a Bloomington Mayoral Candidate Forum live from ISU's University Galleries in Uptown Normal. Now, you didn't really think we would finish without a question on the Metro Zone, did you? Collaboration between Bloomington and Normal has been stressed by the way the Metro Zone agreement unwound. What steps will you take to restore and maintain healthy cooperation between the city and town? Mayor Renner, you're up.
Sure. Essentially, let me just first of all clarify the two towns. Obviously, we aren't going anywhere. This has not been a divorce. It's been a disagreement over one particular issue, the legality of Metrozone, or our ability to get out of Metrozone. So I'm on the phone with Mr. Mayor Coos all the time. Somebody even said, wow, when I was on One Voice, they saw me sitting next to Mayor Coos, said, oh, are things better? We talk all the time. We had lunch together on the route over there. So we are collaborating constantly on anything from 911 service, because you don't care whether the ambulance says Normal or Bloomington. If you've got a problem, you just want to make sure that somebody's there to provide the service. So we are communicating constantly. This is something that is a sore spot, right? You know, in terms of relationships, we're not always going to agree on everything. And I don't think we should expect ourselves to agree on everything. Post-election, once we know who the mayors are going to be and the council members, I think we need to start talking in small groups in order to figure out what we do moving forward in terms of economics. We need to try to leverage all of our community's economic assets to grow the local economy in the future, not just the sector-based approach from Metrozone. And again, we have to protect our taxpayers, Bloomington taxpayers. And I understand that Normal has to protect their taxpayers too. Sometimes those things may come into conflict. Thank you.
Alderman Lauer, you're at bat.
Well, this is one agreement that was entered into 30 years ago to attract a manufacturer that no longer exists. And so it's really reached its maturity. Anybody in business would, on an annual basis, go back and look at an agreement. We haven't looked at it in 30 years. We've been trying to look at it for a number of years since we both were elected, without much conversation from the other side. And so it is a sore spot, but there are many, many other collective agreements that we are involved in, and there are many more that we could be involved in. We do have to review those, and at a point in time, possibly end some of those and enter into new ones. And so this is all part of the business of government, and it shouldn't be viewed as we're not getting along with the neighbor. I think we are getting along with the neighbor. It's just that we have a little disagreement over one small area.
I'll follow up with both of you. Judging from the public rhetoric on this issue and the level of emotion in the voices of the public officials in the town of Normal, it's not just a little disagreement. It has been something that they've publicly said will cause them to think twice or thrice about future agreements. How will you make it better? How will you calm that environment? What can you proffer to improve the environment? Alderman Lauer.
Well, we have to look at agreements that both parties will benefit. And this agreement, for about 7 years, we have not been benefiting. The city of Bloomington has been writing a big check. And it appears that we would continue to do that into the future for many, many, many years. And there's no reason for that. So any negotiation between any two entities, neither entity leaves the table completely satisfied. But that's a negotiation. And it doesn't matter whether it's two people buying and selling a car, or two governmental entities trying to decide on an economic area and a development such as this.
Mayor Renner, talk about underestimating the level of heat on this particular issue and the level of damage done.
Just first of all, I want to say Kevin's comment, I'm not thinking of buying another car. Okay.
Yes.
But, yeah, essentially, immediately after this happened, I sat down and talked with many of the members of the town council. When we had the Rivian event at the Marriott, we sat and chatted and said, hey, you know, what do we need to do afterwards? I think that letter was very unfortunate, and far be it from me to criticize anybody for overreacting in a communication in public. So I think at the end of the day, we tried to stay, you know, understand that there were some tempers that were boiling in Normal, and We sat back and said we had to respond, right? I mean, there was a requirement that we respond, but we tried to say, okay, we're not going anywhere. We want to work with you. We will continue to do so in the future. And we understand, as I mentioned earlier, that you have to protect your taxpayers, but please understand that we have to protect our taxpayers too. And I think that this, I think we're going to be fine. Now, Charlie, you're right. It was not just a small disagreement, but it is a singular disagreement. It's pretty intense. And I think as we move forward, I mean, Mayor Kusa and I were working on getting an extension for the soccer fields in the airport just last week. And I think we're fairly successful at that. We are always working together. So that is not going to end. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Greg Kuse. With the Trump administration's plan to overturn the Clean Water Act, which protects surface water, what measures should the city take to protect its drinking water? Mayor Renner, you get a whack at this one first.
Oh, sure. And let's be clear, regardless of the standards of the national government, our water is safe. You don't have to worry about it. In fact, last night we had another plan for a short to midterm solution. Now, our long-term solution for regional water supply, so we are not vulnerable to drought-like conditions, and that is we're going to have to tap into the Mahomet Aquifer. And what that's going to require us, because there is no part of Bloomington that's over the Mahomet Aquifer, there is no property that we own that's over the Mahomet Aquifer, we're going to need to check our egos at the door and work with some of our western McLean County townships to be able to drill over there. That's our very long-term 7,500-year solution to water supply. But our water department is first rate. Our new water director is first rate. We are on top of this. Certainly, in terms of the environment, there's nothing more important. So irrespective of what happens to federal legislation, I think we all agree, not just Mr. Lauer and I, but all the other members of the council agree, clearly we want to make sure that water is safe and we're on top of this.
Can we drink the water in the future, Alderman Lauer?
Unfortunately, Charlie, the Clean Water Act delves into a lot more than just clean water for drinking. And it is very imposing, and I don't really want to get into that, but I will expound on, because I have been involved in our water here in Bloomington, and I do know that our water delivery system is very antiquated in many areas, and it does need a lot of attention, and that means some investment. One of the things that I've been working with is the Mackinac Valley Water Authority, and we have more or less a gentleman's agreement that at some point in time, if we need to, we may be able to procure water from them. We also are entering into, and we voted on last night, a test well into the St. Michael Aquifer, which Shenoah, Illinois, has tapped into many years ago. And we're going to have to test to see what we have to do to treat that water to supplement what we have in Lake Bloomington. And that will work on diluting some of the nitrate issues that we have in that particular venue. And we have the ability to do that already with the Mackinac River coming into our other tributary, and so there are a number of things. We do also have some long-term plans to dwell and test in the Mahomet Aquifer. However, we don't own property there, and that will require a much larger investment. One of the things that has happened in the recent past is that we are being, as a community, much more conservative about how we handle our potable water. And so we are actually down a bit, probably about 15% in our consumption. And so that is a good thing. But if we would start to grow with leaps and bounds, we would have to look at some of these options much more closely.
Our next question, the mayor holds open houses. Alderman Lauer, will you continue to hold open houses if you are elected? Those are currently biweekly. And Mayor Renner, what would you do, or what more would you do, to be transparent? And Alderman Lauer gets the first crack.
Well, I kind of like a larger forum like this with a lot more people. Mayor Renner likes to nip things in the bud and have whatever's on people's minds much more quickly, and I applaud him for doing that. It takes an awful lot of time and effort. I would look at doing that. However, it is imposing on the schedule. There's no question. I kind of like a little bit larger forum and maybe more of a monthly type issue. So,
Mayor Renner.
Well, the mayor's open houses, we've had almost 100 now since I've been mayor, are opportunities for us to solve problems on the spot, or get answers on the spot, if possible. It's not always possible. And actually, Mr. Jeff Smith is in the audience at one of my earlier open houses. I think maybe the third open house I had. He came in with a fistful of grass, and he threw it on the ground, and he said, "This is how long my next-door neighbor's grass is." And, of course, we had a dutiful bureaucrat there to measure, and it was in excess of our code. And so we sent a letter out and said, "Hey, you know, cut your grass, or we're going to cut it for you, and we're going to charge way too much money." So they did, and he came back to the next open house, was very happy because his mayor cut his grass. Now, sometimes it's not that easy. We can GPS potholes. We can do other things. But at the very least, we can try to get people answers. And most importantly, even if we've only got 12 people who show up on one day, people know they can come there, and they can show up, and we may not always agree, but we can at least give them answers, and they know that their city hall is open. It was part of my vision where I said my thought on city hall is one that's surrounded by windows so that any citizen from any part of town can come in, look in, and see what they're paying for. And so I'm very proud of the fact that we've got many transparency awards. In addition to that, in addition to our Citizens Academy, in addition to more open boards and commissions, I'm very, very proud of the accomplishments we've made there. Thank you.
Mayor Renner, I applaud your Freudian slip there. I'm very pleased that his mayor cut his grass rather than his neighbor cut his grass.
But, oh, did I say that? Yeah.
Did I say that? We're going to go with 1 minute for the final question instead of a minute and a half. You're both in elected positions. Please tell us one or two misconceptions people have about the role of your current office. And Mayor Renner.
Well, first of all, I think the most important misconception is that it's a part-time job. It's not a part-time job. And it just has a salary of a small-town mayor, which is $12,000 a year. And that's one of the things that's very, very difficult. You constantly have to juggle whatever personal life you think you can have with trying to pay the bills, unless you're independently wealthy. I'm not. With trying to do all of the duties as mayor, and of course right now run for re-election as mayor. I've never been in a situation where I've had to do all of those things, and they're very, very difficult. It's a constant challenge, even for somebody who's a type A like me, but I'm certainly feeling it. But essentially, that's, I would say, one of the things is that you also have to keep putting on not more layers of thick skin. I now use the turtle metaphor, more shells. It's not thick skin, it's shells, because there is criticism, and it's some of it's fair, and that's what you should focus on, and some of it's just misinformed or unfair. And so I think you just have to, in order to preserve your sanity, you have to have that sort of triage.
Yeah. Alderman Lauer, misconceptions about your current office.
I would agree. It is a very, very challenging position. Alderman, if you're going to be involved, is a challenging position. It is not uncommon for us to get a 300 or 400-page document and have to know most of that document in about a 48 to 60-hour period, and so that is a challenge. Meeting with the public when they demand it, thinking that we are available and full time, and can meet with them 24/7 at any point that they would choose. That's a difficult thing. So.
Thank you. I still managed to blow the timing on that. So you each have about 30 seconds for a closing. Alderman Lauer.
Well, I believe that I am the best choice for the community. I think that that's relevant. That's why I'm here. We do need to grow jobs. We need to grow our economy. I know how to do that. I've been in that business for 30 years. My opponent here has been in government. And government is part of the problem. And so that is fundamentally why I'm here in the first place. We need to reprioritize. We need to look at how we can help our police and fire departments work better. Our underground infrastructure, stormwater, sanitary sewer, and potable water systems are fundamental.
Mayor Renner.
I think we've made lots of progress on the areas that I've talked about. And frankly, as mayor, you actually have to do things. And Alderman Lauer is an honest man. He's very well-intentioned. But he hasn't accomplished anything. Not one ordinance has he gotten passed, not even one attempt. So if things are bad, why didn't you propose some sort of changes over the last 4 years rather than we need to reprioritize? Anybody can say that over and over again. But as mayor, you actually have to do things. You can't come into office three times a month and vote no in meetings. You actually have to work with your colleagues and have positive proposals. And we
Mayor
are making
Renner,
progress.
Thank you so much. Thank we you. Wish to acknowledge the Farnsworth Group and Henson Disposal and Recycling. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Thank you all for coming. Please vote on April 4th. This is WGLT Normal.